This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's a wowzer of a day, if you haven't figured that out already. Tuesday, the 10th of July. If Jennifer Horn were here, I'd remind her we are one-third of the way through the month. But because she's not here, I can only remind Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen of that fact. And they just plod along, as do I, as do you. Move every day along so that you get the best out of the day. Lots of things happening. I suppose, Victoria, you're going to try to convince us that the most important story, the trending king, is the announcement of an appointment of a new Supreme Court justice. Is that right or not?
Well, we can go in a different direction if you'd like. That is the biggest story, but...
All right, well, go ahead. Help yourself to telling us what probably most people at this point know already, but it's an interesting character, an interesting case study, and I find it amazing where these people come from and how they get to the top of the heap. Anyway, go ahead and tell us about this guy.
That's an interesting thought. That's okay.
Yeah, it is. He's a Bush. He's a Bushy.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He started out when he was a young Yale law student. He worked for Kenneth Starr, and we all remember that name from the Clinton $100 million
era,
whatever that was.
Let's just clarify real fast who we're actually talking about, because we've never said his name.
Oh, yeah. Brett Kavanaugh. Thank you, Kara. Yeah. Good producing. Excellent producing.
It is.
Brett Kavanaugh.
I was going to equate him to the bad guy in The Lone Ranger, whose name was Kavanaugh. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, I don't get that reference, but okay.
All right.
Yeah, so last night President Trump announced that he has decided to nominate Brett Kavanaugh to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by Justice Kennedy's retirement, and he is 53. He currently serves as a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, and he said that he will tell every senator during the confirmation process that he reveres the Constitution, and he believes that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic. Basically, I think he made several statements along those lines, saying that it's not a Supreme Court justice's job to have a personal opinion. It's to interpret the law, not make the law. I think there were a lot of messages in his speech that he wants people to know that he's not letting his Catholicism, his Catholic views, get in the way of interpreting the Constitution. And so we'll see, you know, where that goes with the nomination. Now, when he was back during the Bush era, when he was nominated for that first court that he was put on, the Democrats really opposed him at the time. That was back in 1993, I think. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see where this nomination hearing goes and what issues come up. Obviously, as we've talked about, Roe v. Wade is a huge issue right now on a lot of people's minds. People want to know how he really feels about those things, because Kennedy was a real swing vote on a lot of those issues. And actually, in 1973, when Roe v. Wade could have been overturned, it was actually Kennedy's vote that swayed it to stay. So a lot of people have speculated that if a justice is replaced or replaces Kennedy who doesn't agree with that ruling, that now there is a very conservative majority on the Supreme Court and that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. And that's obviously the fear of a lot of women who and men who are, you know, pro-choice.
May
and
calm your fears.
Women's rights.
May it be my job to calm your fears. Remember when Justice Souter was appointed? He was the darling of the conservatives. Remember that? Remember, well, you probably don't remember that, but
I don't.
Take
but
it from
tell me about it. Okay.
Take it from one who remembers. That was the thing. Ah, yeah, he was going to be the conservative for all conservatives. Well, it is just not that way with him. And so he actually may be the swing vote now in many people's minds. I would tell you the key to this guy, the person who's being nominated now, Kavanaugh, is his connection to the Bush family. The Bushies don't want to upset the apple cart, and they never did. And I think that's the key to all of the hoopla, all the concern, all the worries about Roe v. Wade. Plus the fact that in reality, as much as it becomes a political whipping board for both sides, it is my honest, sincere belief that all women should rest easy, at least on that score, because changing Roe v. Wade would be tantamount to changing and eliminating Social Security. It's that important. It's that much of a third rail. It won't happen. So, it may not be that my earnest, forceful sort of please take a look at yourself in the mirror is going to change people's concerns or some people's concerns, but I don't see it happening. I don't see
well,
it.
Well, I think
I just
part
cannot
of the concern,
imagine it.
I know, and that it is very difficult for a lot of people to imagine because it's something that, you know, we don't want to imagine. The I think part of the problem, though, where the concern comes from, it comes right from Trump. He has long said that he would appoint justices who would reverse Roe v. Wade and allow the states to determine whether abortion should be legal or not. And that's really where this comes from. If he chose Kavanaugh, you know, we don't know what the conversations behind closed doors
were. He signs his own political death warrant. He can say, you know, as much as I do, whether you like him or you don't like him, he throws lots of stuff against the wall. He mm-hmm. says a lot of things that mean nothing.
Right.
He doesn't do what he says he's going to do. If he were to encourage somebody, you said he wanted it to be at the state level. That's not
right.
That isn't the practical.
That's what he has said.
Answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how recently he said it, but I'm telling you, he does that and he signs his own political death warrant. If he really wants to be reelected in 2020, he will not do that. He might do a lot of other things that in the end shape our country in a way that makes it different than it is today, but it is politically, it just doesn't work.
You would think. You would think. The interesting thing that I think about Kavanaugh is that, like we said, he worked for the Bush administration, and but the interesting thing is he actually comes from the same D.C. circuit, and in recent years, four Supreme Court justices have come from the same circuit. So he obviously, I think that. That makes me feel better about his nomination, that he's not, and I know that you and I and Jennifer's not here to defend herself, so I don't want to eliminate her opinion. She liked Amy Barrett.
Yeah.
You and I, Doug, didn't.
Not me.
We were
not
in favor of her.
Nope.
One of the reasons that I was not in favor of her is that she is very new to being a judge.
That's a kid.
And it's not that she's even a kid. This guy's only 53. She was like 45 or 46, but she's still new to being a judge. And I like the fact that this guy comes from a very important court of appeals that
he's
they
been
rule
in the
on
system.
Major things. Right.
Yeah, he's been in the system. She has not in
right.
that same sense.
Right. So this is not someone who is going to take a look at a major case and then, you know, have to call someone, hey, what do I do here? This is someone who knows how to handle these decisions. He's done it a lot. He's written a lot of dissents. He's written a lot of
briefs. He'll be his own person.
I do think so, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But that same circuit was Justice Roberts, Justice Thomas, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Antonin mm-hmm. Scalia have all come from that same court.
Right.
So
it's pretty safe.
He's
That's
qualified.
That's a safe court. That's a
right.
safe court.
But I would think that also gives him a good, solid background and
right.
qualifications.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll get through. There's a half a dozen Blue Dog Democrats who will come on to the side of the Republicans in the blue states, the Dems from the blue states, and so That's,
well, and, you know, and there's the two Republican women from Alaska and from, where's Susan Collins from? Is it Maine?
Maine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maine.
They have both said that they would not support a nominee who, they are Republicans, but they are also pro Roe v. Wade, and so they would
rhinos.
Not support Rhino.
Not good. I'm telling you, you don't know what a rhino is?
The animal, yes.
No, Rhino is a Republican in name only. That's what I used to be accused of being because I didn't go along with all the right-wing wacko stuff that the new sort of Republican era has brought to us. So I'm a Rockefeller Republican, if you want to. The Rhinos are Rockefeller Republicans. You understand that?
I have heard that yeah. phrase before,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, at any rate, that's the situation with the nominee. Good luck to him. Seems like he has a nice family, a couple of cute daughters. Wife looks like she's very supportive. Room was full of his family and friends. Trump handled it well. So on to the next thing. 16 past the hour, unless you got something else. You got anything else?
No, I was just going to say one little tidbit on his wife. They actually met because his wife was President George W. Bush's personal secretary, and that's how they met. Yeah. So they are a full-on political family. They've been around a long time.
These people are Bushies through and through. They will not upset the apple cart, regardless of how anything is painted. The Bushes don't mess around with stuff. They just don't. They just don't. This is a page from Barbara's scrapbook. I don't want to say trust me on that, but that's really what this is. Everything was vetted up the pole when the family. That's what Clinton, by the way. And I would bet you anything that behind the scenes they'll ask Clinton somehow or other. I don't know that there's any love lost between Trump and Clinton, but there's no love lost between Trump and any of these
the hierarchy
of the Republican Party. And let's face it, Clinton is there. You know, he doesn't want to necessarily think or act that way, but the Clintons and the Bushes you consider in the same breath. At least I do, because that's where they all are.
At this point, that's where they all seem to hang. So,
Yeah. And even Obama is sliding over into that group because they like the comfort of that club. It's a very small club. And there's something very comforting about being able to share and laugh. Look at how every time Bush and Obama get together, they laugh and laugh and laugh about who knows what. But I bet a lot of the jokes are about things that they both know and share as having been president.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Rest easy. Speaking of resting easy, how well did you sleep? This is a rhetorical question of sorts. Did you have a good night last night, or did you have one giant, ooh, I wish I could get to sleep kind of a night? If that is what happened to you, I'm going to kiss and tell. I will tell you that I had a great night last night. Even though there are lots of things in my life that are in upheaval mode, I slept well because I had my pillow right there to keep me cool, calm, and collected, in a manner of speaking. Yes, there are all kinds of things that have been created by Mike Lindell and the folks at MyPillow. The MyPillow deals, they are known far and wide for making it easy for you to buy one, for example, right now. The offer for this month is buy one and get one free. Pretty good deal, right? The pillows are comfy and you'll be cozy. So if you need a good night's rest, no longer will you wake up and feel like, ooh. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. These pillows are made in our country. Wash them and dry them in the machine. 60-day money-back guarantee. The most comfortable pillow, the promise comes from the guy who created them. This is the best pillow around. Buy one pillow, get the second one free. Yep, that's the deal at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal, and then look around and see what else is there, because you get those at 50% off as well. All kinds of things with great offers. Don't wait. Order your MyPillow now, MyPillow.com, with the promo code DJV. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Truth in Advertising from Doug of the DJV Show. For Jennifer and Karen, for you, I tell you, my fan base knows that I don't like Kiss. Never have. Gene Simmons is an interesting character, but the music has never done anything for me other than this song. This song.
Well, when you think about it, can you name any other song besides this by Kiss? Because I can't.
No. Anyway, the reason we're playing I Want to Rock and Roll All Night is that Gene Simmons has settled a lawsuit alleging sexual battery, gender violence, assault against a female radio and TV broadcaster. Simmons and the plaintiff identified as Jane Doe. Well, I've seen her involved in lots of law cases. She gets around that Jane Doe. Anyway, they announced in the L.A. County Supreme Court, their case has been settled. Terms of settlement not known, never will be. They'll lock it up and throw away the key, so you'll never know. Originally, Simmons was sued for allegedly groping this reporter and making, quote, unwarranted sexual advances. That's certainly imaginable in my mind.
Seems to be his personality.
Yes.
Every bit of whatever I've seen.
And he's married to a fabulously good-looking and very open woman, apparently. Shannon Tate is her name. I always thought she was really quite a catch for him because he's ugly and she's really good looking.
Well, they had that, what was the show, The Family Jewels, and it went along their life. And it was actually really interesting. And their kids seemed pretty normal. The wife seemed pretty normal. She's beautiful. And then he's just crazy.
That was mine. Anyway.
Weren't they together for a really long time and then he finally married her?
Yes,
one of those
they were.
Of
both their children came out of wedlock, as they say. So anyway, he did whatever he does. there was an interview, apparently, with his bandmate Paul Stanley at their Rock and Brews restaurant in San Manuel Casino in Highland, California. And this is when that all happened, apparently. According to the lawsuit, Simmons grabbed the plaintiff's hand and forcefully placed it on his knee, held it on his knee. He's been doing that for as long as anybody can remember. It doesn't make it right, but it was kind of, most people thought it was part of his act, and to a point I think it was. So, anyway, but he may have gone too far in this circumstance. The allegations included that he forcibly flicked or struck her throat, providing an incoherent explanation for his behavior when he was asked. So the suit also said that while posing for a promotional photograph together after the interview, Simmons grabbed her butt. That's perfectly imaginable as well. He was identified in the documents as a longtime on-air personality for local rock station. She was.
Is he a big drinker?
I don't know. I don't think so. I do not think he's a druggie or a drinker.
It just seems like he kind of has, like, drunken antics.
I think he's just a goofball, frankly. I think he's very smart. Businessman. I think he's very smart. Guy's made a lot of money.
Merchandising genius.
Oh, yeah. He's very smart.
The band is a really marginally talented band.
Yeah. The band is terrible, I think, because of music. And also, one of the... let's move along here. One of the other people I think that's in people... Some will violently disagree with me or vehemently disagree. Tom Petty is next up musically because his Gibson SG electric guitar that was made in 1965 is going to be auctioned along with one of his top hats, his famous top hats. Heritage Auctions announced that the auction will occur on the 21st of this month, a couple of weeks from now. It says the guitar was played by Petty during his 86 tour with Bob Dylan. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of the guitar will benefit two Southern California charities, the Midnight Mission, that helps the homeless, and the Tassie Animal Rescue Fund. The guitar, the top hat, being sold by Petty's friend Norm Harris, who runs a rare guitar shop in L.A. Heritage says Harris sold the guitar to Petty. He returned it to Harris years later after a friend gave him another rare instrument. So Tom Petty's doesn't say how much it's going to work. What do you think?
It'll go for a lot. Tom Petty is revered, so I can't imagine. And he was also very charitable and had lots of ties to charities. So
yeah, he's a good guy. I just didn't like his music never sent me over the edge. But I always like pop silly stuff rather than some of the serious rock that was around. All right, so those are a couple of musical items for you to think about. 29 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program.
Vice versa. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to attribute the mistakes we make to the outside world, whereas we tend to attribute the mistakes other people make to some personality flaw of theirs. As if that's not silly enough, we have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When you combine the reality that we have a tendency to minimize both our flaws and our mistakes, whereas we tend to amplify the mistakes and flaws of others, then we begin to see a picture of reality that's not really centered in reality, but skewed toward favoring us. What if we could see ourselves as others do, however? What if, instead of all those things I just said, it was vice versa? What could we learn about ourselves? I think probably a whole lot. For more on emotional awareness, visit Dr. Christian.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law.
That's the president's choice as Supreme Court nominee announced last night. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
Kavanaugh has been on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals since 2003. Latest reports from Thailand, 9 people now freed from that flooded cave. Rescuers were able to bring out another person today, more than 2 weeks after 12 members of a soccer team and their coach became trapped. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
After the hour now, here with the business of passion, persistence, and good product. This is the DJV show. I'm happy to be at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer's other studio life in Los Angeles got flushed away. I think that's part of what's going on. A number of things got flushed away. So she's out picking blueberries today. As a matter of fact, what a great day to do it, because today is National Pick Your Blueberry Day. Guess it depends on your definition of blueberry. I happen to like those little beautiful blueberries on bushes. There are big ones and there are small ones. And you know how you can tell the difference? Do you know what the difference is, Victoria, between a big blueberry and a small blueberry?
The small ones are wild blueberries.
That's very good. Wow. Very good. I'm impressed. It's come mostly from Maine as well. Maine blueberries are wild blueberries. The other ones are cultivated blueberries that you get from, they can be from bushes in the ground or hydroponics. But yes, that is it. Native to our continent, North America, blueberries are healthy and nutritious. If you have lots of blueberries, I do every day, eat like a half a bucket of blueberries, because they're great for your brain, great for your body, great for life. 90% of all the blueberries are grown in North America. The U.S. is the world's largest producer of blueberries. Let's add a tariff. How about that? How about we charge everybody 90% tariff to stay healthy by eating our blueberries? What an idea. Surprised some politician hasn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's because they probably don't eat blueberries and they don't know how good they are. They contain the highest level of antioxidants of all the fruits and all the veggies, high in fiber as well. So the older you get, the more you like that fiber. Medicinal benefits include improved memory. That's how I can remember what you said to me last week, Victoria.
Yeah, because you're great at that.
It fights Alzheimer's, cancers. It's great for your heart and so much more. So eat lots of blueberries. You know, they're replacing the billboards around for Chick-fil-A that have cows on them and it says, eat more chicken. Now they're going to replace them with, eat more blueberries.
As they should. The wild blueberries... They're not as fun to eat if you're just eating a handful.
No, they're
small. I only eat wild blueberries, but I make them in smoothies.
Put them
and
in
the reason
pie.
Is wild. Yeah, that's true. Wild blueberries are, and this doesn't apply to the other larger kind. But wild blueberries have something in them that it actually draws heavy metals from your body.
Right.
And so if you have used aluminum in your antiperspirant for a long period of your life, which a lot of people have. If you have any type of heavy metals that just exist in your tap water, you know, all of that is a direct link to Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yep.
And so if you include wild blueberries in your diet and throw them into a smoothie or however you, in a pie, whatever you want to do, that significantly reduces your heavy metal toxicity in your body.
Good point. I'm just wild about blueberries.
Well, we have to switch to wild blueberries then.
I get whatever I can. If I can find wild blueberries, I eat them. Target, good dog. Target has the big one, most of commercially big stores. But if you go to Trader Joe's, you'll often find the wild blueberries there.
And they come frozen right from Maine. So Wyman is a great brand. And I just buy the organic ones and you throw them right into a smoothie and they're delicious.
Organic wild blueberries. Great, great, great. All right, so here is another item to be aware of today. It's National Don't Step on a Bee Day. Bees, world's largest pollinators, 20,000 species of bees. How many people knew that?
I used to
call them bumblebees when I was a kid. Bumblebees, honeybees. Their bodies specifically are made for collecting pollen, fine hairs in their little butts. The pollen gets stuck to it, and the pollen then goes into pollen baskets on the back of the bee's legs, where it stays while being transported. You'd think if you were a female bumblebee, you'd want to shave your legs, because there's lots of hair on the female bumblebee. You didn't know that, right?
Did not.
But I was, as a kid, never forget, this is my first real deal with bees. I was probably maybe 10 years old. And my Uncle Sam Mayo, who was more my father in many ways than my own father, he and I were going to a hay field. Matter of fact, I still mow and get the hay off of this particular field. And I remember we parked on the side of the road, and I got out, and my foot went into a hole. And it was a mud wasp nest. There's mud wasps in the ground. And the bees went up my pants.
Well, those aren't bees. Those are different. Those are
bees
are no wasps. Don't pollinate bees.
No, they're called wasps, but they're bees, but they are called mud wasps. Anyway, the point is, my first encounter with a bee wasn't a great one, but since then, I've thought that I've learned to have great respect for bees and what they do, and that's really as clever as it may be to suggest today is don't step on a bee day. What you don't know is that everything you eat that has anything to do with the natural chain of things, that is, if it's not made in a factory like a hot dog, then you need a bee for it. And this goes for the grasses, a lot of the things that cows eat. If you're a meat eater, cows eat a lot of corn. You'd have no corn were it not for bees. You wouldn't have anything. And for those people who don't know that, it's obvious honey comes as a byproduct of bees, but bees are necessary for all the food that we have. Yeah. And because of those bastards at Monsanto, they're killing the bees by the millions because of the insecticides, whatever the stuff
Roundup.
Is that's in them, Roundup, yeah. all that stuff. There's
and
a lot
of
pollution.
Unfortunately, the bees are actually drawn. There's something in the chemical makeup of Roundup,
yeah.
that maybe the scent or whatever, and unfortunately, bees are actually drawn to it, and then
yep.
it kills them. And so there bees are practically extinct now. They're on like the endangered species list.
Yeah, they are
in
some
this country.
Cases, yeah.
Well, in this country, they are in many, many states.
Yep.
There are a lot of projects trying to help, you know, repollinate the bees.
So you want to help the bees? Look to
help
bring pollinator plants to your yard
mm-hmm.
or your garden, and don't spray pesticides, insecticides, insidious stuff. That's the way you want to get rid of the bees. And then you won't be able to eat, and so it'll be the end of everything, I think. And I'm not being facetious. I may be a little dramatic in it, but it is the bees that give us life. So
yeah.
let's not mess it up. All right. Television report. MTV announces a reboot. This is The Real World and Daria. The Real World. This was a favorite in the 90s, right? You guys both watched this when you were young whippersnapper. Well, you wouldn't have watched it because you weren't around, Kara.
I was around in the 90s, and I did watch it. I'm pretty sure everyone
did. You
watched.
Really?
Yeah, The Real World, Real World versus Road Rules, all of those.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so
really like the first reality show. There really wasn't that The Real World was seven strangers thrown in a house together and filmed, and that never existed before. So we can thank all of our reality TV addictions. We can it all gets traced back to The Real World.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. So what's the rebooted show going to be like? They were a bunch of drunken kids, right?
It turned into that. I didn't see the original couple seasons, you know, the original seasons when they were on. I was too young. But when I did go back and see some of the earlier seasons, it was thought-provoking. And people who had different ideologies, just learning about each other, it was really interesting. And then it turned into a drunken hot mess. So they think they want to take it back to, I think you're going to look to see maybe a Muslim, and then you're going to see a Jewish person, and you're going to see an immigrant. You're going to see a lot of different mixes of people in a house together learning about each other's cultures. I think they want to take it back towards more the original, the way
right.
it was.
Okay. All right, what's on TV doing business tonight as commercial TV? What do you got?
Well, at 8 p.m. on NBC, America's Got Talent is back, and it is new. It's the final night of auditions. There is one remaining golden buzzer, and that is the lucky act who goes directly to the live shows in Los Angeles to compete for America's Vote. So that's tonight at 8. Also at 8 on Fox, if you like Beat Shazam with Jamie Foxx, that's a brand new episode. That's kind of a fun show. I think you've seen that show, I think, Doug.
He's likable, and the show is good. I find it. I've seen it. Watch it. They run it usually. I don't have time to watch it during the week, but there's usually a rerun on weekends. It has been on, I think, Saturday night, and it's surprisingly good at this, and you wouldn't necessarily think, because actors usually make lousy hosts of television shows like this. They really do, because it's not, they have to be spontaneous, and most actors are not. Like the television news anchors don't make good
Right.
spontaneous host like that either.
But before he was an actor, he was a stand-up comedian, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's really how, that's his shtick.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, improv comedy and stand-up and all that.
Kevin Hart has a show that depends, he was a stand-up before he became an actor.
Right.
Annoying as he is.
but that is why Jamie Foxx can easily entertain an audience. He loves doing that. So I think that that really shows. Also from the world of reality TV, I think Andy Cohen is one of the few people who is not a traditional performer, but is a really likable good host.
He's
got a brand new episode tonight at 9 on Fox of Love Connection. A civil engineer and a therapist are each sent on 3 blind dates, and then we find out how that all goes. And then there's one other show that's kind of interesting. It premieres tonight on PBS at 9. It's called No Passport Required. And if you're a fan of cooking shows and chef people like I am, this is hosted by Chef Marcus Samuelson, And he, it's called No Passport Required, so he explores culture and flavor in America. And so he starts tonight in Detroit's Middle Eastern community, and then he shares a meal with a Syrian refugee family, eats falafel, and learns how to make Iraqi bread, and then attends a 700-person Lebanese wedding. So that's kind of an interesting take on... He's an interesting guy. He's part Ethiopian and part Swedish, and so his restaurants in New York are really well known, and he has this very cool blend of culture, so that he's probably the perfect person for a show like that.
Good. All right, sports news here. Former Celtic player who was a Hall of Famer, I remember this guy well from when I was a kid, actually, or much younger. Seven-time NBA champion Frank Ramsey has passed away at the age of 86, played for the Celtics from 54 to 64. The statement from the team yesterday honoring his career as the original sixth man because of his legacy off the court. As a seven-time NBA champion and the original sixth man, Ramsey helped create a legacy of excellence, very selfless guy. He was part of the Celtics, the Red Auerbach. Most of you don't remember Red Auerbach, but he was... the coach found this guy, Ramsey, liked him, honed him into something. He was in the military for part of his career. He went in the middle, which is very unusual, but that was the kind of guy he was. He just thought it was important for him to do it, and they didn't want him to go, but he did. Red Auerbach was a very interesting guy. He couldn't handle that. He couldn't make a basketball shot if his life depended on it. Yet he was probably, of all of the coaches of any basketball team of any era, he was probably the best. He was very sage in his ability to get people to work together. He managed to, and the Celtics were one of the first teams to really integrate, really bring in a lot of big black players. There was a no-no early, and when I was a kid in the 50s, you didn't see any black players. You didn't see black, very rarely did you see them. And Auerbach brought them all in, and he brought Larry Bird in. Bird helped. They all got along well together. It was that kind of a group. Ramsey's got a great basketball legacy, and it's too bad he passed. That's that story. All right, Victoria, what do you have from the world of sports?
Well, a Good Samaritan story from Indianapolis. A producer from the local Indianapolis station there named Haley Hoffman tweeted a photo of a signed football that's gone viral because of the story behind it. She told the story on Instagram of her friend's dad enjoying a bike ride in the Indianapolis area when he spotted a wallet on the ground. He stopped to pick it up, and it turned out to be the Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's wallet. No idea how it got there. Andrew Luck doesn't know how he lost it or how it got on the road. But there it was. So the man returned it to the Colts practice facility, and a few weeks later, yesterday, he received a signed football with a card that read, "Charles, many thanks. You made my life much easier. Thanks for reminding us of the kindness of strangers."
Sweet. All right, speaking of reminders, the benefits of Life Change Tea. This is the proprietary herbal formula that does gently cleanse your body. We were talking earlier about blueberries and what they do. This does the same thing. Gets rid of the toxins, the molds, the metal in your body. So eat well and drink Life Change Tea. That would be my RX for having a good day and a good life. Life Change Tea, only available online at GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body. Get rid of the yuckabungas. Get ready for more energy. Drink it every day. Get it only at GetTheTea.com. No store stuff. GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they'll ship it free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time on the DJB program. Victoria Keelan puts her expertise to work here as we review some of the important things and how these important technical ideas or stories will affect you. So we'll start with Twitter suspending a lot of accounts every day. How are they deciding who to dump?
Well, you know, they've since the presidential election, Twitter and Facebook have both faced a lot of scrutiny for all the Russian bots and things like that. Right. And so Twitter announced yesterday that they have been suspending 1 million accounts a day. And they told the Washington Post that it's more than doubled the rate of suspension since October. Now, what happened was they started suspending accounts, picking and choosing, going through things, eliminating bots, which are fake accounts. They're not tied to real people. But Twitter still got hit with a lot of criticism that they weren't doing enough against hate speech and things like that. So now this is the result. Since October, Twitter has doubled down on this stuff. They've suspended over 70 million accounts so far, and they say that's what they've done in May and June. And in July, they're on target to do the same. The crackdown came after Twitter revealed it found thousands of fake accounts linked to Russian bots aiming to spread fake information about the election. Tweets that they removed included but weren't limited to those telling Hillary Clinton supporters invalid ways to vote and promotional posts for then-candidate Donald Trump. Twitter announced last month that it had a new process for fighting malicious automation and spam, but now some users feel like they've become casualties in the platform's war against misinformation. Other people have complained that their accounts have been suspended. Now, that has happened, that they've gotten it wrong, which, you know, when you're going after 1 million accounts a day, how can you not get some of them wrong? So they have had some of them wrong, but people have had their accounts reinstated once they email the company and say, hey, I'm a real person, and these are my political views, but, you know, I'm not a Russian bot. So it's still a mess, and it's still being cleaned up. And this is two years later. We're still dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yep. All right. Let's get to something new from AMC and Alamo Drafthouse, releasing subscription services to rival MoviePass. This ought to be interesting.
The Geek Out.
The subscription service MoviePass has been a fascinating development as moviegoers pay a flat rate of $10 a month to see a set number of movies. Now, MoviePass has evolved over time with different plans, but they've also struggled to prove it's a viable business, but the mass millions of subscribers it has gained did grab the attention of both AMC Theaters and Alamo Drafthouse. The former recently launched its own $20 a month subscription service that allows for 3 movies a month, but also comes with no blackout dates and allows access to AMC's premium theaters. Alamo is testing their own subscription platform. So if you go to a movie every week, want to save a little money, and are interested in these plans and their differences, we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
All right, let's get to the hackers' story of the day, Victoria.
Yep, hackers have a new interest these days, and it's stealing gasoline, which is not something you'd think of. But police in Detroit are looking into an apparent hack at a gas station that allowed people to steal more than 600 gallons of gas valued at $1,800. The station attendant said he was unable to shut down the pump using the usual methods because the pump had actually been hacked and overridden. So someone was remotely controlling the pump. And a week ago, just north of Austin, Texas, they arrested a man who was using an elaborate device to steal $800 worth of gas. And in June, a BP employee in New Jersey was arrested for manipulating gas pump computers to steal $300,000. So that's, of course, in addition to using credit card skimmers at gas pumps to get financial information from your credit card. Now, this has happened to friends of mine because they've used their debit cards at the gas station. Never, ever, 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 ever do that. Always use a credit card or use cash. Don't ever use your debit card that is linked to your bank account with your cash because it is way too easy for them to get the information. They can 3D print and they make a brand new card. They don't need your PIN and your money's gone. So that's the number one tip I can give everybody. Always use a real credit card. Not a debit card at a gas station.
Number one tip of the day. Here's a tip. Investors may want to check out bigcharts.marketwatch.com. It's a very useful website. Bigcharts.marketwatch.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.